Welcome to the Bell's Books and Blog Podcast, the place where history, mystery, and suspense converge. I'm your host, author Jane M. Bell. In this episode, we'll journey through some compelling and dramatic moments in human history. First, we'll revisit the tragic fall of the Hindenburg, a majestic airship that met its catastrophic end in 1937, marking a pivotal moment in aviation history. Then, we'll navigate the monumental engineering triumph and challenges of the Panama Canal, a crucial waterway that reshaped global trade and continues to adapt to modern challenges. Finally, we'll scale the towering legacy of the Great Wall of China, exploring not only its architectural marvel, but also the immense human cost behind its construction. So, grab a cup of coffee, settle in, and let's delve into these fascinating stories that remind us of the heights of human ambition and the shadows that often accompany them. Our journey begins with the Hindenburg disaster, a tragic and dramatic event in aviation history. On May 6, 1937, the majestic German airship LZ-129 Hindenburg met a catastrophic fate above the naval air station Lakehurst in New Jersey. First, let's talk about the Hindenburg itself. This colossal airship was a symbol of German engineering brilliance, the largest ever built at 804 feet long. In the 1930s, it represented luxury and innovation in transatlantic travel, offering a quicker and more opulent alternative to sea voyages. But beneath its grandeur lay a critical flaw. Its lift was provided by highly flammable hydrogen gas. The tragic events unfolded as the Hindenburg attempted to dock. Without warning, it burst into flames, resulting in the deaths of 36 people, including passengers and crew. The exact cause remains debated, though it's believed a hydrogen leak, exacerbated by structural stress and a recent storm, ignited by a static spark, led to the disaster. Within a minute, the magnificent airship was engulfed in flames as it descended, witnessed by shocked onlookers. The media impact was immediate and profound. Photographs and radio broadcasts captured the horror in real time, broadcasting images and reports worldwide. One particularly haunting image from the New York Times showed the flaming Hindenburg striking the ground, illuminating stunned figures near the wreckage. This cemented the disaster in public consciousness, marking it as one of aviation's most notorious tragedies. With the Hindenburg's fiery end, the era of commercial airship travel came to an abrupt halt. Although airships had once offered unparalleled comfort and views for long-distance travel, the risks associated with hydrogen proved insurmountable. The disaster's vivid images and recordings left the public wary, and engineers turned to safer, more conventional aircraft technologies, leading to significant reforms in air safety standards and aircraft design. In retrospect, the Hindenburg disaster remains a stark reminder of both human ingenuity and vulnerability. It continues to fascinate historians and the public, symbolizing a pivotal moment that forever changed the course of aviation history. Now, let's shift our focus to another monumental feat of human ambition, the Panama Canal. The Panama Canal stands as one of the most remarkable engineering achievements of the modern world, and its history is as complex as it is fascinating. The story of the Panama Canal begins with an ambitious yet ill-fated attempt by the French in the late 19th century. Inspired by their success with the Suez Canal, the French embarked on the daunting task of carving a canal through the dense jungles of Panama. But the challenges they faced were insurmountable. Harsh environmental conditions, rampant diseases like malaria and yellow fever, and logistical nightmares took a heavy toll. Over 20,000 workers lost their lives, and the project ultimately ended in bankruptcy and despair. In 1904, the United States took over the project, marking a turning point in the canal's history. With a renewed sense of determination and the lessons learned from the French failure, the American team brought in innovative approaches and resources. This shift in stewardship was marked by what became known as Acquisition Day. One of the most critical aspects of the American effort was addressing the health crises that had previously decimated the workforce. They implemented comprehensive strategies to control mosquito populations, improve sanitation, and provide better living conditions for the workers. These efforts significantly reduced the mortality rate and created a more sustainable and efficient labor force. The engineering challenges were no less daunting. Workers had to carve through miles of dense jungle and navigate the formidable Gaillard Cut, where the Continental Divide stood in their way. The project introduced groundbreaking engineering technologies and construction techniques, each innovation reflecting the ambitious spirit of the era. After nearly a decade of relentless effort, the Panama Canal was completed in 1914. This engineering marvel dramatically transformed international maritime trade by offering a significantly shorter route between the Atlantic and Pacific Oceans. It reshaped global economic dynamics, making trade faster and more efficient. However, the Panama Canal's story doesn't end there. In modern times, it continues to play a crucial role in global commerce. Handling approximately $270 billion in cargo annually, and serving as a vital conduit for 40% of U.S. container traffic, its importance cannot be overstated. The canal is particularly significant for the United States and China, the two largest users of this strategic waterway. Despite its success, the canal faces new challenges in the 21st century. Extreme weather conditions, such as the El Niño phenomenon and severe droughts, have led to water level crises. Additionally, global trade disputes and shifting economic policies have influenced the canal's operations. For instance, recent trade tensions between the United States and China have altered shipping routes, with more vessels opting for East Coast U.S. ports via the Panama Canal. Looking ahead, the Panama Canal Authority continues to adapt to these evolving challenges. They are focusing on water management solutions, enhancing efficiency, and accommodating larger vessels. The canal's ability to navigate these changes will be crucial for its ongoing relevance and success in global maritime trade. Now, let's turn our attention to one of the most iconic and impressive architectural achievements in human history, the Great Wall of China. This monumental structure stretches thousands of miles across northern China, but its story is far more than just its impressive length and height. It's a tale of immense labor, human sacrifice, and a somber legacy that still resonates today. The Great Wall, as we know it, took shape primarily during the Ming Dynasty from the 14th to the 17th centuries, though earlier iterations date back as far as the 7th century BCE. The scale of the project is truly staggering. It required millions of workers, including soldiers, convicts, and peasants, to undertake the massive construction effort over several centuries. But behind the awe-inspiring facade is a dark history of human cost. While exact numbers are hard to pin down, it's believed that hundreds of thousands, possibly up to 1 million workers, perished while building the wall. These laborers faced brutal working conditions, harsh terrain, extreme weather, inadequate tools, and primitive safety measures. Many of them were forced into labor against their will, separated from their families for years, and subjected to malnutrition and disease. A persistent legend even suggests that many workers who died during the construction were buried within the wall itself. Though this makes for a compelling story, there's little archaeological evidence to support widespread burial within the wall. Nonetheless, the legend underscores the immense human toll and serves as a poignant reminder of the sacrifices made. Today, as we marvel at the Great Wall of China, it's essential to remember the human lives that were spent in its creation. It's not just an architectural wonder, but also a somber monument to the countless individuals who lost their lives. Their sacrifices have left an indelible mark on Chinese history and culture, making the Great Wall a powerful symbol of both human ingenuity and the cost of ambitious national projects. Reflecting on the legacy of the Great Wall, it challenges us to consider the human cost of such grand endeavors. What are we willing to sacrifice for progress? And whose stories get remembered in the annals of history? As we ponder these questions, we honor the memory of those who toiled and perished in the shadow of this colossal structure. Now it's time for one of my favorite segments, Whispers from the Past. Each week I like to highlight thought-provoking quotes that connect to the theme of this week's blog. This week I've chosen the following quotes. "Monuments are the grappling hooks that anchor memory to place," says Ken Burns. And Ernest Hemingway once said, "Man is not made for defeat." I think these quotes align perfectly with the stories mentioned earlier in this podcast. For this week's Now It's Your Turn question, what do you think drives people to attempt the impossible? Legacy, necessity, or ego? I'd love to hear your thoughts. I invite you to share your perspectives, drop me an email at janembell.com, join the conversation, and let's discuss the human stories beneath the history together. Thank you for joining me on this journey through some of history's most dramatic and impactful events here on the Bell's Books and Blog podcast. I'm your host, author Jane M. Bell. As we wrap up today's episode, don't forget to check the show notes for any links or references mentioned. I always love to hear your thoughts, so feel free to send me a message and share your perspectives on the stories we've explored today. Until next week, keep questioning, keep exploring, keep reading, and of course, keep the past alive.